why people take too much time to make a decision. Fear of making mistake, analysis paralysis, and lack of confidence. Welcome back, everyone. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the number one skill we encourage you to master in today's market, which is decision making. I bet you, depending on your decision making process, you will either get your next property or you will lose it. So today we're going to break down the top three reasons why people don't make decisions or take too long to make them. So before we do that, Liz, I want to just bring two important topics to the surface that affects all those three. Doesn't matter which challenge are you facing, right? So in decision-making process, we need to check our own emotions and making sure that our mental health is on top, right? I don't believe I make good decisions when I didn't sleep, I'm hungry, I'm going to get my period, or something is off. I didn't drink enough water, I'm dehydrated. It's not a good recipe, right? I want to make sure that all of us, we are aware of what is going on around ourselves. Not just what's going on with your body, but if you're going through different types of situations and making sure that you take your emotion state in consideration when making a decision. Number two thing, all of us, no matter what, we have bad experiences about things that happened in the past. And those experiences generate a lot of fear that are holding us back from making decisions. And we need to acknowledge that, number one. And number two, we can be haunted by the decisions that we made in the past. We learn. Right, Liz? We either win or we learn.
We learn.
So everything that has happened, it's data point for you to make better decisions. So Liz, let's break down here the three reasons why people take too much time to make a decision. Number one is fear of making mistake. Number two, analysis paralysis. And number three, lack of confidence. So now we know. Let's break it down. How can we overcome those three things? So let's go down to the fear of making mistake, right? So when you think about fear of making mistake, you can think about lack of knowledge. And Liz, you and I talked about it, right? In the past, knowledge was equal action. That's the old school formula. Knowledge equals action. And we have found that that's a lie. We're not saying that knowledge is not important. What we are saying is that knowledge plus community equals confident action. So acquiring the knowledge is the foundation for everything. You will feel more apt to make a decision when you're knowledgeable about the subject. The second thing is the risk management. When you are planning anything or evaluating a project, you also need to force yourself to be the devil's advocate. What can go wrong? Everything that can go wrong over there. Wild possibilities. Write that down. And how would you overcome those things? That allows you to really mitigate your risk and just play worst case scenario. I love playing worst case scenario, right, Liz?
It's my favorite game.
I want to play worst case scenario over here. And will we still do it, this deal? Will we still move forward with this project if the worst case scenario happened? If the answer is yes, you're good to go. The second thing is seek an expert advice. The expert, quote unquote, it doesn't need to be somebody paid. It needs to be somebody who already walked the walk. So you can bounce ideas. And if you don't know anybody, Well, we have a community with over, right now, as of now, over 15,000 women across the country and Canada that can support you. Post on the community your question. Ask if somebody can get on a call with you that has done that, that can take a look so you can feel really confident about moving forward. And never forget, you will make mistakes. You will make several mistakes. That's just part of the game. Your ability to learn from them will differentiate you from other investors. And that is the key.
I would even take it a step further, saying that by making mistakes, you're moving towards more wins, if you will. Because if you're not literally doing anything, you know, it's really hard to just like go out on the plate and hit a home run every time, right? Just to bring us back to my Mets analogy. But it is, it's tough. My son's wrestling, Andressa, really quick. And he's a new wrestler and it's an intense sport. And he's having some success the last 3 weekends. He's won 2 out of the 3 matches. So his confidence is high. So now this last weekend, he got placed with some other tougher wrestlers. He lost three matches. And he looked so disappointed. After giving him a hug, of course, and giving him some love, I said, "Zach, it's actually one of the best things that could have happened." He goes, "Why? I lost, Mom. Didn't you see it?" I said, "Yeah. But you're learning a lot right now. And you weren't learning when you were pinning the other kids." So remember, those losses move us towards the wins, and those mistakes move us towards the wins. It's just what mistakes mean. We have to redefine it, right? Andretta, there's a level of like, it's a good thing. Make a mistake. Just, you don't want it to cost you too much. But again, you have a community around you to mitigate that. And even if when you do make a mistake, you have a problem solving community to say, yeah, let's try this. Let's do this.
Absolutely. And the goal is to do not have to create this process all over again. What we're talking about is that we encourage you to create a decision-making framework that you can use for all decisions that you make in relationship to buying your new property, for example. So I want to break that down. Before we do that, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today. The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting, from finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
So Liz, I really like recipes. I don't cook, but I like recipes.
I was just going to say, hold on, but you did cook for me.
I did.
And some friends, and you really...
Yeah,
you
know, I don't like... Let really me quickly? Clarify. I don't like forced cooking, that you got to cook every day because you
that
have
chicken
to.
You, but you, the chicken you made really quick, I have been making that for anyone that comes to my house, and I am like the hero. They're like, where did you get this recipe? I'm like...
It's called Marry Me Chicken.
Oh, Google it, everyone. You need to do it. Marry me chicken. Sorry.
So let's go back to the decision-making here, right? Decision-making framework, it's a recipe that you're going to be looking at when making decisions. So it's your quote-unquote buying box, for example. And how can you do that? That's going to allow you to make much quicker decisions and put you in front of other investors that are still trying to run the numbers in the back of the napkins, right? So what is this structure all about, right? You're going to write down all the factors that you want to have. Let's use the property, for example, right? You have the square footage, the number of bedrooms and bathrooms, all the factors that you need to check the box in order to move forward. If you have all of that, and you establish how much time you're going to spend analyzing it, and by when you're going to make a decision, no matter what, you have a framework that it will be successful. So you have to have the recipe. You need to commit to yourself. I will spend max an hour or max 2 hours on this analysis, and I need to make a decision by then if I'm going or not. Or if you need another source from outside, by Friday, I need to make a decision. The deadlines are very important for us. Otherwise, we can keep analyzing and comparing it over and over again, running comps over and over again, and we run out of the deal, right? You can keep doing it. So make sure you have this decision-making framework in place, and you can do it for everything in your life. Everything. Partners, projects that you want to be involved, anything. The last thing is lack of confidence. And I know, Liz, this is a big one. And different people, different personalities get their confidence differently. Put that aside for a second, right? A lot of people believe that by getting knowledge, they gain more confidence. True. What I'm going to recommend over here is that you invest in developing new skills. It can be a communication skill. It can be a negotiation skill. A skill set will also, on top of the knowledge, give you a ton of confidence because you know what you're doing and why you're doing that. The other thing is gain small experience. Confidence, our brain doesn't know really big, small. It doesn't really matter. The chemistry inside our brain is the same if you make a home run or if you make a step moving forward towards your goals. The brain cannot differentiate one thing from another. So make and gain experience. Make small steps, gain the experience that you need, and move the needle forward. You will feel good about it, and that's going to give you confidence to make more decisions, to take more actions. The last thing over here is mentorship and coaching. I can't emphasize that. I had coaches and I still have it. Different phases of my life require new types of coaching. Plain and simple. I don't know what else to say to you guys. If you're relying on yourself to get yourself to the next level, it's going to take too long and it's going to require a lot of your mental energy. And it's really not guaranteed that you're going to get there. Surrounding yourself with the right mindset, it is impossible that you stay stuck. Impossible. Last thing that I want to say here for all of you, any needle that is moved forward is a progress, is a win. Celebrate your wins. Don't forget to celebrate your wins, to acknowledge the effort that you put in order to get that result. Okay? Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.